everyone, welcome back to Simple Unique. I'm your humble host, Juanita Bashi. Yeah, and today's episode, it's more like a Bible something, a Bible study, like just like an interaction, talking about God, Christ. Yeah, it's more like it like that. So I came by this TikTok video, and I saw it and I was like, okay, let me do something with this. It was really a nice TikTok video, which proves that and there's a Bible scripture that also supported that TikTok video. It was a Christian TikTok video too, which is Matthew 15:8. And he said, those people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are... Matthew 15:8 said, those people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And I looked and I saw this and I was like, God, this is literally just talking about me. Not just only me, a lot of Christians, a lot of people, like a lot of people are being hypocrites too. And I was like, man, this scripture really talks about me. And I'm just confessing what is true though. So I don't know about you guys. So I was like, yes, because we are being hypocrites. We don't know God doesn't see us by, okay, the way people see us. The people don't see our heart. Only God see our heart. And I was like, mad. We can't really deceive God at all. We can't really deceive God. Because a lot of us say we love God, but when he asks us to prove it, we can't. Because we can't leave the old. We can't leave the old things. We can't. We just want to be, I'm here, I'm in with God, I'm out with God, I'm in with God. We are just going to be lukewarm. And that is really bad if you want to be a child of God, a really true Christian, a true child of God. A lot of people have this that, oh, I go to church every day, this, I worship him, I listen to the Bible, I love God, I love God. It's easy to say, but in our heart, do we truly love God? Do we truly, in our heart, like, do our hearts truly love God? It's not by mouth. It's not by the way we proclaim it outside. I love God. But people are really not seeing in our hearts. They are seeing the way we say it and our actions, but they don't see our hearts. It's God that sees our hearts. And when God tells you to prove it, and without proving it comes with a lot of sacrifice, a lot. And that sacrifice comes with a lot of trials and everything. You leave your old past, leave everything, leave your old self and just love him, follow him. Will you be able to prove it? If he tell you say to people, you love me, then prove it. Will you be able to do that? And when I saw that TikTok video, I also did it. I was like, ah, oh, no. No. We are really deceiving ourselves, thinking about deceiving God, because God can't be deceived at all. At all. And if you truly love God, what have you done to prove it? What sacrifices have you done? Sometimes I sit down and ask myself, do I actually love God? Am I in love with God? Do I love God? Do I really love God? Am I in love with him? Or I'm just saying it for people to say, oh yes, this girl's a Christian girl. She goes to church every day. She's in this, she's in that. She loves God. She has said it. She loves God. She loves him. But have I really proven to him that I love God? Have you really sat down and tell yourself and ask yourself, and like, do I love God? Have you ever asked yourself this, that why do I love God? Like, have you sat down and tell God, and not just sit down and just like think and say, why do I love God? What are the reasons I love God? Why do I love God? Do I love God? Because if you read that particular Bible scripture, which is Matthew 15:8, you will just like, man, do I love God? There's a lot of things that it's difficult when you try to live your old self and stop being a lukewarm Christian, because loving God honestly is the best thing. And also, when it is the best thing, comes with trials. It's not like the sweetest journey, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Without, I've seen the relationship between God and my dad and my mom is something I know it's worth it. And me embarking in that journey also, I know it's worth it. It doesn't come sweet at first. It comes with a lot of difficulties, it comes with a lot of trials, a lot of tests, a lot of temptations, and a lot of proving to him that you really love God. You really love him. As a child loves his father. And I just want you all to like sit down and ask yourself, do I love God? Do I really love God? Why do I love God? There's a lot of people say, I love God because he's my creator, I love God because he's my father. But do you love God? Don't just say it by your mouth. Say it through your heart. Do I love God? Because, man, seriously, loving God comes with a lot of proving to him of everything, and leaving everything just to love him. Because to love him, like, he's the only thing, only one you love in this world. He comes first before any other thing in the world. You reach a point that you love God that other things doesn't matter at all. Like, nothing matters, only God that matters. And when you love God, a lot of songs you sing, you can relate to it. Not that you sing those songs because a lot of people sing it and it's this, it's spiritual, it's that, it talks about God. But if you relate to the song, there's no how. And I just was like, I need to share this to a lot of people. Like, I need to share this to a lot of people to like ask, because I won't lie to you, I've also seen it, and it's something that I can relate to. I obviously can relate to, because I saw that and I was like, God, this is what I have done wrong. Because I asked myself, do I really love God? Not just because I'm going to church and I'm obliged, or I have this obligation to love him by mouth because I'm a church goer, but personally, in my heart, my soul, my spirit, my mind, my body, do I really love him? And if you really love God, as I was just saying, it comes first before any other thing in this world. It comes first. And having a relationship with our Father is the best thing in the world. Especially when you put Him first in any other thing and you ask Him to guide you in any other thing, and He obviously does that. Because a lot of us only go to meet God to pray when we need something or when we're in trouble. Our God is a very kind God and He will answer you, obviously. But after solving those issues and those troubles and asking and giving you what you ask for, a lot of us don't go back to Him. We don't go back to Him like the way we go to Him to ask for some things. We don't go back to Him. We just make it. We just go back to our daily life. And yeah, that's it. But when we need God, when we really need Him, we go to Him. But when we don't pray, we don't go back to the Bible. And like I said, loving God comes with a lot of tests and trials and difficulties of living a lot of things that it's difficult for you to live. I just wanted you to rest assured that it's worth loving God. It's love. It's worth pursuing God. It's worth putting Him in any other thing, letting Him be first. It's worth it. It's worth it. I've seen it. I've seen people who love God. I have seen it, and I have seen the way they communicate with God is in another dimension. It's something that you wish that I want my relationship to reach this extent of me and God talking to each other. Like the way Father Abraham talked to God, Moses talked to God, every other prophet in the Bible talks to God. Even Jesus Christ talks to His Father. So, I come back to this question. Do you love God? And why do you love God? I don't know who I'm talking to. I've been talking to people who really need to hear this. Like myself. Also, I'm learning. Also building that relationship with God and coming more and more, getting more and more to love Him every day. And yeah, I hope this was a blessing and an eye-opening to every one of us. Yeah, thank you all for listening to Simple But Unique by Juanita Bassi, and I'm so grateful for you all sticking to me till this time and day, and always listening to my previous podcast, previous episodes, because we are coming to a journey of love and self-care, and the journey of love with Jesus Christ. And I hope this was educating. This was really something that you will try and go back to God and ask for forgiveness, and also think and answer the questions I asked. Why do you love God? And do you really love God? Do you love Him from your heart? From your heart? Will you prove it? So yeah, thank you for listening to Simple But Unique. I'm your host, Juanita Bassi. God bless you all from wherever you are listening to this podcast of mine. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day ahead. Bye.